It's Design Time with Kelly Silverstein on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ask the Expert program, Design Time with Kelly Silverstein. I am Michelle Marquis, and of course, Kelly is here. You can find her at Humanity Home and Cabinetry. Their showroom is located at 799 Pioneer Road, Suite A in Santa Rosa. You can give them a call to set up a consultation at 595-5046, again, 595-5046, or send an email, info@humanity-home.com. Hey, Kelly, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, and this week we want to talk about aging and design and remodel and sort of how that factors into the decisions that you make when you're doing a remodel.
Absolutely.
And it's actually kind of timely. I just got back from a trip to help my parents out. My dad had some surgery, and I was there with my mom helping him recover. And noticed a lot about the home in terms of things in the bathroom to help with stability as you're getting in and out of the shower, how wide the doors were for my dad's wheelchair. Like, all of these things started coming up. This is a pretty big aspect of home design, isn't it?
It certainly is today, you know, as we are all living longer and wanting to stay in our homes as long as we possibly can, it becomes a really important factor whenever we're remodeling. It's something to consider regardless, really, of your age.
And the aging population here in North America is rising. I see the statistic here that seniors in the United States will reach 98 million by the year 2060. And you said something very interesting before we got on the air about how our longevity is increasing.
Right. Yeah, I read somewhere that they anticipate that the person who is going to live 150 years has already been born.
Oh, my
goodness. That's pretty crazy.
Wow. Yeah, it's not uncommon to hear people living to, you know, be 110, 100 and in the 100 and teens.
It's happening, yeah.
So interesting. So how does this idea of living longer, how does it work into the design of the home?
Yeah, so the term that you'll hear a lot of that we deal with is called aging in place.
Okay.
And it's really the concept of how can we create a home that someone can live comfortably, safely, and as easily as possible for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, all right. So how does your team work with clients to make this happen?
Yeah, at Humanity Home, you know, we take great pride in helping our clients feel safe and comfortable in their homes. Our job is to consider the design elements that are conducive to our needs as our clients age. And there's some very specific and then some very general things that we look at when we approach a design with aging in mind.
Now, is this something that only older people should be considering when they're looking at remodels?
I would say absolutely not. There's two reasons why anyone at any age should at least consider it and have the conversation. One is, as we know, remodels are very expensive.
Right.
And if you are planning to stay in your home for a long, long time, as you're tackling your remodel projects, just to have that conversation about simple things you can do now that are going to save you time and money down the road if you end up still in the house.
Right. And I also can imagine that the resale value might actually be higher because you don't know who's going to move into the home after you vacate, right?
Absolutely. So even if it isn't going to be your forever home, just think again about the expanding aging population. If your house is already set up in a way that's going to be conducive to an older resident, then you've just expanded your market
for
resale.
Yeah, exactly. So what kinds of design considerations should you consider when you're thinking about aging in place in your home?
Sure. There's some general considerations that should be thought about for any room. And then if you want, we can talk some specifics about certain rooms, bathrooms, and kitchens and things like that.
Let's do it.
Sure. So the first one would be just keeping in mind a more open floor plan, which is great considering those are really popular aesthetically right now.
Right.
Also. Mm-hmm. But the less the less obstructions that you have, the less likely you are to have those bumps and bruises, and the easier it is to be mobile and transition from one room to the next, and safer. Yeah.
That was one thing, actually, that I was noticing with my parents when I was there, that that the doors were just wide enough for my dad's wheelchair. And, like, if it was just an inch more on either side, that would have made a big difference.
Yeah, the recommended width for a wheelchair, for sure, doorway is 35 inches, which historically has not been the width that most people will put in their homes, but we're seeing more and more. When there's room, why not create that 35-inch or 36-inch entryway so that it's already been addressed?
Yeah. Is it hard to find doors for that size, or are they more common?
Not at all. They're very common.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's great to know that planning for this sort of increased mobility and fewer obstacles in the home is sort of it's de rigueur. It's
yes.
easy to do. That's good. What about lighting?
So lighting is always important in a room, but as we age, we know that lighting becomes even more important. We just need more light to see better as we age. And also, we actually see things, our distinction gets a little bit muddled as our eyes age. And so, again, for safety and just for convenience, having additional lighting in a room is really important.
What about the colors that you're choosing in a home? Does that make a difference as well with being able to see?
It certainly does. As we age, we tend to not be able to distinguish more lighter pastels. More subtle hue differences are harder to pick up on. So sometimes we will use more drastic contrasts in colors to signal to your eyes and your brain, here's a transition from one room to the next. Here's you know, furniture. It helps us distinguish that as we're moving around.
Oh, yeah. For being able to see. What about glare? I know that I'm already, like, at night, I don't like to drive.
You are on it. You are hitting all the right buttons, Michelle. We do. Our eyes become more sensitive to glare as we age. And so where that comes in is you want the light. You want large windows, sunlight, but then you're going to need to think about ways to maybe use window treatments so that you can filter that light. It's still going to come in. It's still going to be helpful, but it's not going to blind you as you're walking through your room, for sure.
Yeah. And that could cause danger too. I mean, what we hear so often is, falling in your home is such a dangerous thing. And if you're blinded and you don't see something, my goodness.
Right. And something that people bring up oftentimes when, we design a room with lighting in it, oftentimes people will say, well, that's too much light. I don't like a lot of bright light. And what I talk to them about is the fact that now's the time, if you're remodeling, now's the time to put in the sufficient amount of light that you're going to need as you age. You don't necessarily have to use all the light right now. We can use dimmers, which also helps with the glare. You don't even have to put bulbs in all of your lighting.
Oh, right.
Yeah, facets. But it's a lot less expensive when you're ready to just put that bulb in increase your dimmer strength so that you've got the light when you need it.
Oh, that's so smart. I'm talking with Kelly Silverstein. You can find her at Humanity Home and Cabinetry and schedule an in-home consultation by calling 595-5046. Again, 595-5046. You can send an email to info@humanity-home.com. Again, info@humanity-home.com. And let's talk a little bit about steps and transitions. I 100% noticed this. My parents actually live in a retirement community, so a lot of these things are built in. But our family home where we grew up, you couldn't even get to the front door without going up steps.
Yeah, that really does become a block for people. If you can't get into your home. We're starting to see, even with outside landscaping, that a well-made, beautiful sloping walkway can look just as nice as some staggered steps. Going to make it a lot easier for us and our friends and families to be able to transition, for sure, into the house. And then once you're in the house, you remember the back in the 70s that the dropped rooms were really important,
sure.
Or
yeah.
The multi-level houses. And we're seeing in the market that, you know, single level houses are becoming much more prevalent.
Oh, sure.
Because it's just easier to stay in place and stay in your home.
Right. Yeah. And then there's also transitions.
Yes.
In my parents' house, they have sort of a higher sort of transition between the sort of washroom into the garage. And it's sort of tough to get over that with the wheelchair.
Right. And just as you were asking about the doors, you know, the marketplace has really, as far as materials and products, have really stepped in line with our needs as we're aging. And we've been able to come up with transition strips that are not nearly as disruptive, as much of a trip hazard from getting to one room or another. Although I still, if we are doing a remodel and we're considering flooring, oftentimes we'll lean on the side of just using the same flooring throughout many of the rooms, because then you don't have to worry so much about that transition.
Right. Yeah. And I might be jumping ahead, and we're going to take a quick break here. In fact, I think I'll hold on to that.
Oh, that's a teaser.
It is a teaser. There we go. I'm talking with Kelly Silverstein. You can find her online at humanity-home.com. The showroom is on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. We'll take a quick break and be right back. This is KSRO.
Do you dream about redesigning or decorating your home? What does your dream kitchen look and feel like? Your master bath retreat? Or how about revitalizing your entire home? Think it's too much of a hassle? Don't know where to start? Call Humanity Home and Cabinetry, Sonoma County's interior design experts. Their highly qualified designers are passionate about you and your home. The full-service interior design center in Santa Rosa specializes in kitchen and bathroom design and cabinetry. Along with custom cabinets for every design and budget, Humanity Home offers tailored furniture, home accessories, lighting, rugs, and original artwork. At Humanity Home and Cabinetry, their team approach to design is a healthy mix of style and functionality to accommodate you and your lifestyle. Interior designers aren't just for the rich and famous. They can actually save you money and give your remodel or build a fresh new outcome. Tell your smartphone to call the design experts at Humanity Home and Cabinetry in Santa Rosa.
At Humanity Home and Cabinetry, your happy home is our business.
If you're a PG&E wildfire survivor and a current client of the Watts Guerra Law Firm, you've probably started your claim. But if you haven't, we're making it easy to get started. You can get started by going to pgelawsuit.com or by phone, by Zoom, or come into our new COVID-compliant office to meet with your legal team while maintaining social distancing. It's at 1001 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. And if you're a victim of the Kincaid Fire, you can come into the Watts Guerra office at 1001 West College and sign up as a client and make your claim. Or visit pgelawsuit.com. The team at the Watts Guerra Law Firm are here to help. pgelawsuit.com. Advertisement. Doug Boxer of the Law Office of Douglas Boxer is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
It's Design Time with Kelly Silverstein on KSRO.
And welcome back. Again, you can reach out to Kelly and her team at Humanity Home and Cabinetry by scheduling a consultation either in-home or at their showroom. Their showroom is located at 799 Piner Road, Suite A in Santa Rosa. And you can call 595-5046 to schedule an appointment. So before we went into the break, I had this idea that I wanted to ask you about, teased it as it were, about the transitions and trip hazards in the home. What other kinds of things can be a real thing to watch out for?
Absolutely. One of the things that we talk about if we're considering aging in place in a room is things like throw rugs.
Mm-hmm.
As we're doing more and more hardwood and hard surface flooring throughout, we like to soften up certain areas with rugs. And there's ways to do it, but there are certain rugs that are going to be more dangerous than others, and certain applications that are going to be more dangerous. So we definitely discuss the location of things like rugs or say throw pillows, floor pillows, which can be fun. But again, if we're going to do something like that, do it in a pretty bold color.
Okay.
So that we notice
it.
And then the old power cords. Again, if we're going to do a design, we might as well clean all of that up. And it's not just aesthetic. It's those cords that are running from your lamp, you know, become a real hazard as we're aging.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All of these different tips and things that Kelly and I are talking about, there's so much information packed in this, and you may want to go back and listen. You might be thinking about for your parents, for yourself in a redesign. You can go back to our website. We'll post this as a podcast, and we'll also post you. You told me about an interesting article from Sherwin Williams about this color idea.
Right. We were talking about how the color really affects our ability to see what's around us, especially as we age. And there's an interesting article on the Sherwin Williams website. It's called Color Aging Eye, and we'll put that link on the
podcast.
That would be great, because it's really interesting from a paint and color experts, what they've figured out about how our eyes perceive things, and especially as we age.
Huh, so fascinating.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about doorways earlier, but what about the handles and the grips and things in the home?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, when we remodeled our personal home, I picked the doorknobs that I loved, and they're great for now. But I'll tell you, we're going to probably be changing them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even myself, I made a design decision without really thinking about how bulky and difficult they are to get your hands around. It is something we talk about with our clients. I'm just my own worst client with myself. But there are certainly certain sizes and shapes that are a lot easier for us to grip as we age, and being able to, you know, and we have to deal with things like arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
As far as door hardware, certainly, and there's even cabinetry hardware. Cabinetry hardware is going to be more difficult to grasp as we get older, and they actually have lines that specifically address that.
Huh. So interesting.
Yeah.
Can you see any of these at your showroom?
Absolutely. We have, again, our wall of bling, which is our wall of cabinetry hardware. We'll be able to point out the ones that are specifically better suited for as we age. For one thing, they actually protrude out a little bit more, which you would think that might be a hitting hazard.
Sure.
But it's easier to grip if you're not having to
make a fist or anything like that, right?
Exactly. So that's one thing you can look for when you're trying to find hardware.
I love that. And, of course, you can come by the showroom. Best to call first, but the showroom's located at 799 Piner Road, Suite A in Santa Rosa. This is one thing that I not necessarily would think of, is the height or the depth of things in a room.
Yes, especially furniture. For example, you can think of that big comfy couch that's super deep and super soft, and it's great to get into, but you might need
help
some assistance
out of it.
Climbing out of it, or otherwise you have to live there until somebody can come and help you get out of it. So it's not just the height, it's also the depth.
Okay.
Being able to navigate in and out of. And then, like I said, the actual materials that some of this furniture is made with, especially seats, that you want to make sure they're not super soft so that it's going to be a lot easier to get in and out of.
Yeah. And what about, I was thinking about like the countertop height and even the depth of a sink kind of a thing
as
we're moving maybe into bathrooms or into kitchens. That's something important as well, too.
Yeah. With regard to bathrooms, the older traditional countertop height was quite a bit lower than a kitchen countertop, and nowadays we tend to use a higher cabinet and a higher countertop in bathrooms. It's great. You can eke out a little bit more storage in your cabinetry if it's higher, which is always good. But you don't have to bend over as much. And again, bending over can become a real issue as we're aging. And then you mentioned the sinks, especially in kitchens. Everybody likes a really deep, big sink. Which
Except
is great.
Except when you're doing dishes all the time, you need to reach in there.
Exactly. And if you're height challenged like I am, it's already an issue of, you know, reaching way down and lower. And so there's different considerations that we can look into with regard to that if it's an issue.
That's very good. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the bathroom. What about our toilets?
Yeah, so that's another height issue. They still, I don't know why, they still make toilets in two main heights. The standard height that most people don't even use anymore, which was a little bit lower, just like the vanities were. And now there's something called a comfort height toilet, which is going to be a higher seat, more like a traditional chair. It's just easier to get in and out of, better on your knees.
Right.
And so we always recommend, regardless of who the client is, that they choose a comfort height toilet.
Oh, really?
For sure.
Okay. All right. So that is your standard now, what you recommend to people.
It is.
Oh, wow. Okay. What about grab bars? I think for people who maybe aren't at that point yet, they think, why should I install a grab bar now? Can you wait on those?
Yeah, I'd say a few things. One, grab bars, again, as we're aging, the industry has really kept up. They've come up with some really beautiful looking bars aren't so hospital-like.
Sure, yeah.
And they can work very well with your decor. Mm-hmm. But also, whenever we do a bathroom, I always recommend, even if you don't want to install grab bars right away, that we, while the walls are open, we put in blocking. You put in 2x4 blocking, wherever it would make sense to potentially have a grab bar, because it doesn't cost much to do that.
Right.
And then it's there. And then when you or you sell your house or grandma comes to live with you or whatever, you've got the stability there to attach grab bars where before you didn't need them.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that pre-planning is really sort of what we're talking about
today.
Yeah. What about, do you have to really work with a contractor in order to make sure that that happens if you're thinking about, you know, sort of these pre-planning steps?
Well, certainly if you're doing it in the midst of a remodel, that's something that we always put into our scope of work and into our drawings, and we'll specifically tell the contractor where the blocking should be for grab bars. We also highly recommend that the contractor and the homeowner take pictures before everything gets buttoned up. So as another reminder that that blocking is there. And I would even recommend that that be mentioned if you end up selling your home, that to let potential new homeowners know that you don't have to go through the expense of
taking out a wall or anything like that.
Yeah, because when you think about it, it's not just putting a grab bar on a wall. It has to hold your weight.
Right.
And so having that extra stability in the blocking is really important.
Yeah, so important. Okay. What about in the shower? What kinds of things can we do in the shower?
Lots and lots of things. We talked about transitions and steps, and this is one area where we're seeing a lot of the typical shower pan, you would have a step like a curb that you would move from the bathroom floor into your shower. We're doing a lot of what they call curbless showers now, where the technology is so that you don't need that curb. You used to need it to contain the water.
Right.
And there's ways that we can address that in remodel where you don't need that curb.
Okay.
Anytime you can eliminate the need to step up and over something is really going to be safer for all of us.
Oh, for sure.
Not to mention getting in with a walker or needing to get in with a wheelchair, and you have that transition, that curb. So
yeah, it makes it nearly impossible with the that kind of thing. Yeah.
In addition to that, it's a really great look. People really like it, even for the look. It just makes your bathroom more modern and more streamlined. So it's a win-win.
Do you also talk about grab bars in the shower itself?
Absolutely. And again, block as much as you can. Not just grab bars, but we also like to talk about whether or not there's room to put in a bench. And if there is, regardless of whether you think you're going to use it now, again, the ability, even if somebody younger ends up having knee surgery or something, the ability to be able to sit and still shower in your shower is worth a lot. So while you're going through the expense of remodeling that shower, you might as well factor in a bench.
Okay. And what about shower heads?
Yes. So I always recommend that a client, in addition to having your standard shower head that you have an additional handheld. People consider that still a real luxury, mm-hmm. and I try to explain to them that, again, while you're there, it's a lot less expensive to do it now mm-hmm. than it is to add it on later. And again, if you're sitting, if you need to sit to shower, it's a lot easier to be able to shower yourself with a handheld. Also cleaning.
Cleaning your shower.
Having to bend down and scrub. If you can just take a handheld, and it's a lot easier to clean off the walls and the corners of your shower.
Yeah.
Not to mention our animals. If you bathe your animal in a shower, having a handheld is an absolute necessity.
All right, excellent. What about materials that we use in the shower? Oh, my goodness. You know what? We've run out of time.
Next time.
It just went by so fast. This was such a fascinating conversation. And really, there's so much more to talk about with this.
Yeah.
Really reach out to Kelly and her team. I'm going to give that contact information one more time. You can send her an email, info@humanity-home.com, or call 595-5046. This flew by. It's so fascinating. I really
We'll talk more.
We will. We'll talk more about this. This is KSRO.